At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, January 16th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to wrap up NFL wildcard weekend with a big Monday Night Football showdown at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN between the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Currently, the Dallas Cowboys are listed as a 2.5-point road favorite with a total of 45.5. Now, going into this matchup, the Dallas Cowboys are 12-5. They are the 5 seed in the playoff structure here. They went 2-2 their last four games. Disappointing loss in Week 18 against Washington. They fell 26-6, lost outright as a 7.5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay, they went 2-1 down the stretch. They're the 4 seed. They went 8-9, losing record. Tom Brady's first year with a losing record. But they did lose that final game, 30-17 to Atlanta. It was pretty much a meaningless game. A lot of their starters got rested there after around the first quarter. But they did fail to cover there as a 6-point road dog. Now, looking at this matchup and how this line has moved, it's been really interesting here because Dallas opened as a 3-point favorite on the road. And early in the week, last week in particular, you saw the immediate move once this line was opened toward Tampa Bay. You saw a lot of money plus 3 Tampa Bay, bringing the line down to 2.5. Which is where we sit right now. But if you look over the weekend, a little interesting thing happened here. A lot of the juice on Dallas got a little bit higher here. So basically, even though the line fell plus 3 to plus 2.5 toward Tampa Bay, telling you, hey, some money here taking Tampa Bay, particularly at the key number of 3, a lot of the juice on Dallas actually is now minus 2.5 at minus 115, minus 2.5 at minus 120. So that's notable here because based on the juice price, it looks like there has been some buyback on Dallas. Minus 2.5, and I think the important thing here now is we're around the key number of 3. So as we get closer to tip-off or kickoff tonight, you know, do you see all these 2.5s that are juiced up toward Dallas get up to Dallas minus 3, painted across the board, as my colleague Patrick Maher likes to say. Painted basically means that every single book is at the same number here. So pretty much every book is minus 2.5 Dallas, juiced up toward Dallas, -2.5, -115. But does that juice predict that the line is going to go here to -3? That's something to keep an eye out for. You know, obviously, if you do like Dallas, you want the -2.5 here. If you're looking at Tampa Bay, you might want to wait this thing out and see if you can get that key number of +3 just naturally if it's juiced up toward Dallas. Now, looking at the betting percentages here, there's really no value contrarian-wise. As a contrarian bettor, I like those really lopsided plays. You know, obviously, we had the Jaguars that were a contrarian dog in NFL playoffs. It's a great time of year to bet against the public and go contrarian because these games are super heavily bet. A lot of public bias is involved in the market. So you've seen some contrarian dogs. Miami was a contrarian dog that covered yesterday, only getting around 25-30% of bets. You had all three dogs yesterday covered. The other one there was obviously the G-Men were a little bit contrarian. They covered. Same thing with Baltimore, only losing by 7 there, getting 7.5 with some late movement. So we'll see where this thing goes next, but it's 50-50 down the middle. I guess my point being, I wish it was more contrarian here because literally, VSiN.com/splits from DraftKings, it's 50% Dallas, 50% Tampa Bay. Now, Dallas is getting a little bit more money, 50% bets, but 58% dollars, letting you know, hey, based on this juice price and a little bit more Dallas, we are seeing that buyback here, Dallas -2.5, juiced up like it is going to 3. Now, Tampa Bay does match quite a few systems. Now, just from the standpoint of dogs barking right now, they bark even louder in the playoffs than they do regular season. Wild card weekend dogs over the last 5 seasons. They went 4-1 so far ATS this postseason, 3-0 yesterday, but they are now 20-9. Just take the dog in the wildcard matchup, 20-9 ATS, 69% over the last 5 postseasons. It's also a bit of a buy low, sell high situation here for Tampa Bay in terms of a bad ATS versus good ATS. Tampa Bay was your worst team in the NFL at covering numbers, 4-12-1 against the spread versus Dallas, who was one of your best at 10-7. So public, you know, remembers Tampa Bay not covering numbers, kind of biased against them. They remember Dallas covering numbers, so they're biased in favor of them. But as a data-minded, value-driven contrarian bettor, I like to buy low on teams that don't cover because they're undervalued and they've cost people money versus the teams that have covered who become a little bit more overvalued here. Now, looking at a teaser opportunity, Tampa is in a pretty good teaser spot, +2.5 to +8.5. That would qualify as a Wong teaser, which is kind of the strategic way that wise guys approach teasers. It's not just, hey, you know, tease all these teams, get better numbers, and hope for the best. No, you want to do it strategically. So if you take Tampa Bay +2.5 to +8.5, that is a smart teaser because you're going through the key number of 3 and 7. The most common margins of victory in the NFL are 3 and 7 because those are the most common methods of scoring, the touchdown and the field goal here. So 2.5 to 8.5, go through 3, go through 7. Now if Tampa loses by 3 or 7, most common methods, most common margins of victory, you're able to cover that long teaser. Now, in terms of the total here, did tick up a little bit. It was around 45. It's up to 45.5. We're seeing 59% of bets, but 60% of the money is on the over. And if we have seen one thing so far in the NFL playoffs, it's overs. Overs, if you are a over bettor, you have had an undefeated start to the playoffs. Overs are 5-0 with pretty much every total flying over. In terms of pace, you know, you look at pace a lot in, you know, NBA and college basketball, but also pace in terms of these two teams, you know, basically plays per game. These are two of your fastest teams in the NFL. The Bucks are number 1. Dallas is number 9 in terms of plays per game. So more plays per game you run, more opportunities to score. Tampa Bay is 4-1 to the over their last 5. Dallas is 5-2 to the over their last 7. And really, weather should not be an issue whatsoever here tonight. You're looking at Raymond James Stadium tonight. It's going to be mid-50s, clear skies, pretty much no wind whatsoever. So really good weather here for football. And do remember, or I don't know if you do, but back in week 1, Tampa did roll against Dallas. They beat them 19-3, easily winning there in their lone matchup earlier this season. So early in the week, definitely it looked like it was clear Tampa +3 down to +2.5. But now you're starting to see that Dallas juice get pretty expensive there. With some liability, looks toward Dallas -2.5 now at -115, looking like it may get back up to the key number of 3, again, with a total of 45.5 for the final wildcard weekend matchup here in the NFL, 8:15 p.m. with Tom Brady against Dak Prescott.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward a college basketball game today. We do have some afternoon sweats, and it's a great day to be betting on sports because it's a holiday. Some people have the day off here. But you do have afternoon NBA, afternoon NHL, and afternoon college basketball. So I'm going to go to a big Big Ten, pardon my French, Big Ten pun intended there, matchup here between Purdue and Michigan State. This is a 2:30 p.m. Eastern time game. It's going to be on Fox. And currently you have Purdue listed as around a 3-point or 3.5-point road favorite here with a total of 133.5. Now looking at this matchup, you have Purdue 16-1. They were ranked number one previously. They did have a loss about a week and a half ago, but they are still very highly ranked. They're number three in the country at 16-1. They've won three straight. They just beat Nebraska 73-55, covered as a 16-point home favorite. And again, they're now on the road going to Sparty. So Michigan State 12-5, but they're unranked. And they just saw their seven-game win streak snap. They fell to Illinois 75-66. Did not cover there as a 6.5-point road dog. Now, we've seen some pretty sharp movement here toward Michigan State. Purdue actually opened as high as -4.5 on the road. We've now seen Purdue get down to -3.5 or even -3. So pretty much consistent movement here. As soon as this line dropped, pro said, hey, this thing's a little bit high. Let's hit Michigan State, cause this line to drop towards Sparty. Sparty is getting a pretty good bet split here. They're only getting about 54% of bets. Public is pretty much split, but they're taking into account 82% of the money. So that's a really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Also, just from some angles here in favor of Michigan State, unranked versus ranked. Anytime you see an unranked team like Michigan State against a ranked team here like Purdue, always value here to really buy low and take the unranked team, go against the grain, because the public will just automatically see those rankings and want to take the team with the better ranking here. So unranked versus ranked would match in favor of Michigan State with a buy low, sell high spot. Also conference dogs, you know, Big Ten matchup here, but conference dogs, kind of like divisional dogs in the NFL. And again, you saw a couple of them cover yesterday with both the Miami Dolphins and with the Baltimore Ravens. But when you have that familiarity, you know, kind of leads to really tight, you know, rivalry-driven games here. So taking the points can be worthwhile. Now, KenPom has Purdue winning by 4 points. So again, shop around. I see some threes. I see some 3.5s here. Obviously, you want to get the best number you can with the 3.5. But it really tells me as soon as that 4.5 was available, boom, that was really your top play there with Michigan State. Now, you could wait this thing out. You know, as I mentioned, you have a little more than 50% of bets on Michigan State. Do you see closer to tip-off here at 2:30, you know, a lot of Purdue money come in just saying, hey, they're ranked, they're number three, 16-1, short number, late with Purdue. So if you wait, maybe this thing creeps up anyway. But again, makes sense that 4.5 got hit early. Also, look at the total. Could be looking at a lower scoring game here. Open 134. You're down to 133.5. The public's hammering the over. 75% of bets over, yet the total fell. So that's a pretty good reverse line move to the under. Reverse line movement is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages. So only 25% bets, but 58% of the money is on the under. So really good low bets, higher dollar bets split there. And you have Purdue, 11-6 to the under this year. Michigan State is 4-1 to the under their last five at home. And the under is 6-2 the last eight head-to-head between these two teams. So, again, I'd be looking at Michigan State here plus the points. If you can get a 3.5 or, you know, maybe wait it out, see if you can find a 4 that pops up later there. But looks like a decent line move there towards Sparty, unranked versus ranked, in a big afternoon matchup. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, let's go back to the biggest game of the night. You know what it is. Tampa Bay and Dallas. We just talked about this game as our game of the night. And you know what, guys? I'm going to make it a best bet play of mine, a Josh's Sweat, and I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I don't think it's a perfect bet, but I'm going to take Tampa Bay at +3. So as you mentioned earlier, a lot of these books are -2.5. You can wait it out, see if you naturally get a 3. But I'm looking at if you can find your most juiced up book toward Dallas. And again, it's Dallas -2.5, -115, Dallas -2.5, -120 across the board. I have one book, Dallas -2.5, -120, with Tampa Bay at +2.5 even, +100. So I'm not a big fan of buying points. I think a lot of new bettors buy points and just say, hey, I'll pay more juice to get a better number. But the thing is, it doesn't make as big a difference as you think. However, I am like the Dos Equis guy. I don't always buy points. But when I buy points, it's only around a key number. So key number of 3 obviously is so important here. But what I'm going to do is that book that's juiced up toward Dallas and juiced down toward Tampa Bay, I'm just going to buy up Tampa to +3. Again, you can wait it out, see if you can get a 3 anyway. But my book, that is Tampa at +2.5 at +100. I was able to get Tampa by the half point, take Tampa +3 at -120. That's my angle here because I want the key number. It's really important. If Dallas ends up winning by 3, I want to be able to push my bet, get my money back on Tampa versus lose if I have the 2.5. And this game was, you know, if you look at the line movement, similar kind of with the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were 3 down to 2.5, but they actually got down to 2 right before the game. So this one is juiced up toward Dallas, kind of going the other way. So with the Jags, I mean, it was an epic sweat there, an incredible comeback. But I was saying take the 2.5 because that's the best we're going to get. With Tampa Bay, I don't think 2.5 is the best. You may end up getting a 3 here. So I'll shop around. I'll pay that 20 cents for half point, +3, -120 just to protect myself here. But I'm on Tampa. How do I not take these dogs, guys? Dogs have been barking so loud going into it. You know, on the Market Insights pod, Morning Bets, my VSiN appearances on the in the newsletter, I've been writing about how, and I've been doing this for years now at this point, how dogs bark louder in the playoffs. I like to bet. I'm a dog bettor in general, 56% ATS with dogs this season, regular season, but even more so in the playoffs because, again, these lines are tight and the public loves the favorites. So typically taking a dog, you're getting a pretty good value play opportunity here. So dogs, as we mentioned, 29 against the spread, 69%. Last 5 years. They're 4-1 ATS this postseason. It's also a buy low, sell high, bad ATS, good ATS. I want to bet on Tampa, who's been undervalued because they've cost people money and people are mad at them. 4-12-1 ATS versus Dallas, who's good. 10-7 ATS. I mentioned the teaser. If you like Tampa at +2.5 to +8.5, that could be worth a look as well. But to me, this is a play where dogs have barked. Again, we're the only thing that's tripping me up is like this juice toward Dallas. To me, that's interesting. I thought maybe this thing would get down to 2.5 and kind of stay where it's at juice-wise or maybe even continue to go to Tampa. But that worries me a little bit that it's juiced up toward Dallas. And they are getting 50% bets, but 58% money. So that's why I'm going to pay a little more of a price, make sure I get that key number of 3. I am obviously, and this is the other thing that worries me. I'm hearing a lot of people say, hey, how do you not take Tom Brady getting points at home in a playoff game, which I understand, but I'm hearing it a little bit too much from talking heads and public bettors there. So that's kind of a looks too good to be true kind of thing. But Dak Prescott has struggled here. Cowboys, obviously, only 2-2 their last couple games, and Tampa did beat them 19-3. So I'm on Tampa here. But again, I'm getting that key number. You got to get the key number. I'm on Tampa +3 at -120. Let's go TB12. My other Josh's sweat of the night, I got to give you an NBA matchup here. Let's go to my favorite system match in the NBA, the Pelicans and the Cavs. It's a 3 o'clock game. Give me a non-conference over 221.5 with the Pelicans and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, as I mentioned, non-conference overs has been my number one spot here for totals in the NBA. You might've heard me say it before, but non-conference games, lack of familiarity benefits the over because you don't know how to match up defensively. But non-conference games, two teams from different conferences, just take the over. It's 143-111 this year, 56%, about an 8% ROI. $100 better would be up almost $2,000 playing this non-conference over. You also get a non-conference over sweet spot. It's a non-conference game between 220 and 230, and the visitor made the postseason last year, so kind of battle hard and score and cash an over. Take the over. It's 50-21, 70% this year. That would say almost a 30% ROI. So a couple good matches here with the Pelicans to the over. New Orleans is 25-18 to the over, 15-6 to the over on the road. Cleveland is 9-4 to the over their last 13, 5-1 to the over their last 6 at home. New Orleans is 11-5 to the over their last 16, and 4-1 to the over their last 5 on the road. Also some analytics here from ESPN Hollinger. Pace, New Orleans is number 10. So quick pace, get up and down the court, more opportunities to score. And then offensively, we have a couple good offenses here. Cleveland is number 11 offensive efficiency, and New Orleans is number 9. So if we get a lot of points here, again, I love these non-conference overs. Give me Pelicans, Cavaliers over 221.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, January 16th. But a reminder, we have so much going on right now at VSiN. We are now deep into the NFL playoffs here, and we have a great promo. If you ever were looking to give VSiN a shot, see what we offer, how we can help you to become a sharper and smarter better, then sign up for a great promo right now. Only $9.99. That's right, $10. You're going to get everything we offer as a pro member, all the best bets sent to your email, live stream of all the VSiN shows, those great DraftKings percentages, so you can look at where the public is, where the smart money is at, as well as all the articles behind our paywall. And that's only $10 for a full month of service. So give it a shot. It's a great time to be taking advantage of everything we offer at VSiN. When you're deep into the playoffs right now, get you covered all the way through the Super Bowl. But that about does it. Hope everyone has a fantastic Monday here. Enjoy the sweats. And of course, if you're looking for more VSiN information, sign up for our newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Just put in your email to wake up to great sports betting content every morning. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well, at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But enjoy the sweats. Enjoy the last wild card weekend matchup here. Divisional round lines are out. We'll be getting ready to talk about those here soon. But a great day to be betting on sports. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the sweats. Good luck. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. And as the wise man, the godfather of VSiN, likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great one.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.